Hello and welcome to Just Needs, a podcast where we talk about parenting children with disabilities. I'm your host, Christina Kozik. I too am a parent of a child with a disability, and I just want to say I'm glad you're here. On this podcast, we talk about everything from receiving a new diagnosis to transitioning your older child out of school and beyond. This podcast is a project of Exceptional Lives, a nonprofit organization that supports families like yours. You can learn more about Exceptional Lives at our website, www.exceptionallives.org. This week, I want to give you some ideas on how providers and teachers can support parents of children with disabilities. As parents, we understand that we need support because, well, you can't pull water from an empty well. And as professionals, we know parents need support because we've listened to parents and we hear their stressors and exhaustion, and many of us are both providers and parents. We know that handing a parent a homework list at the end of a session is rarely going to be enough to make their lives easier. The children we work with are part of a family system that is dynamic and ever-changing. When we work with a child, we work with a family. So how do we help a dad find an adaptive playground for his child so all the siblings can enjoy an outing together? Or where can we refer a grandparent who needs a playgroup or a parent group that offers social support? At Exceptional Lives, we support families, and often this means that we also try to make it easier for providers who do this work too. Here are some of our favorite tips that you can offer families. First, find support in your community. Finding other parents that are going through similar situations is such an important support. No one wants to feel like we're doing life alone. A resource directory is a great way to find supports directly in your community. The resource directory covers both Louisiana and Massachusetts and has listings in both Spanish and English. It's updated regularly and it's vetted for accuracy, and it's also very easy to use. You simply type in your zip code and you search for supports within 5 miles or more from where you live. Once you identify your area, you can look at the different filters and click on the ones that best apply to you. Are you searching for child daycare, service coordination, or respite? The resources will populate, giving you a description, directions, and contact information for the provider. You can access the resource directory from your phone, your tablet, or a computer. I'll post a link for the resource directory in the show notes. And if you don't live in Louisiana or Massachusetts, you can always call us or chat with us on our website, and we'll help you find resources close to your home. Second, find support online. If you've listened to this podcast before, then you've heard me talk about our social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram at Exceptional Lives. We also have Facebook groups for Louisiana and Massachusetts that you can join. Social media groups are great since they allow parents to enter a conversation when they are ready and in a way that is comfortable to them. It's an opportunity to reach out to a group of parents or caregivers walking a similar walk or navigating a similar process. Groups on social media are far and wide in their goals and structure, though. Some groups are created for parents of children with a specific diagnosis, while some are more for general parenting advice. Some groups are national and some are local. I suggest finding groups where the people are like-minded in their approach to parenting or how they view the diagnosis. Social media support groups should be a place to feel safe in sharing and gathering help or ideas. If a parent has joined a group and it leaves them feeling frustrated or judged, that's not the group for them. But it doesn't mean that all groups are like that. I encourage you to search again, or you can contact us through our Facebook group or our Facebook page. We are building our own support network in a safe, monitored community, and we're happy to help connect to other online support groups as best we can. Lastly, you can read about it in our Perspectives for Parents blog. Each week, we work really hard to write about things that are relevant for the families we support. Looking for a quick way to break down the difference between a 504 plan and an IEP? Need tips for a parent looking to address their child's behavior by understanding their sensory needs? Or want to offer some comfort to a family grappling with their child's new diagnosis? We've got you covered. And our blogs are in both English and Spanish. You can sign up for our newsletter to get these blogs sent right to your inbox. You can sign up on our website, www.exceptionallives.org. I'll also include links to the Perspective for Parents blog page and our newsletter in the show notes. We welcome you and the families you support, so please join our Exceptional Lives community and see what we're up to. This podcast was written by Julie McIsaac, PhD, learning and mental health consultant, and presented by me, Christina Kozik, for Exceptional Lives. You can subscribe and follow the podcast on our website at www.exceptionallives.org/justneedspodcast. Our website also has guides and upcoming events. If you enjoyed this episode, please let us know by leaving a 5-star rating or review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening.